views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Welcome, everybody. If you're just joining the show, you have found an awesome community. Our whole purpose here is to live in divine love and really understand what that means in the day-to-day life process, to talk with the channel, to receive the highest and most correct information with the highest understanding around what is challenging us in this lifetime. So if you think you want to speak with the channel today, please press 1 now so we can get you in the queue. Okay, I want to talk to everybody first about aging. I was quite surprised when I asked this morning, what am I supposed to talk about today? Because usually I know, and there have been so many things going on with all the shooting and, I mean, shooting my film. and now I'm hearing Prince, so maybe we'll get into something about Prince and his life and death also. But around aging, the channel wants us to understand that most of us still forget that we are the choice, that we have the choice, that we have to exercise our choice. And there's still a belief system in place that as we age, our choices get taken away from us. Now, I can identify that within me. Whether you believe it or you have the fear of it, it's the same thing. So if I lose my physical capacities, if I lose my mental capacities in some way, my choices are going to be taken from me. But the channel wants to remind us that we have a choice in the direction of our own energy around how we age, but we have to exercise it, and we have to exercise it consciously. So I'm asking all of us to come forward on behalf of ourselves, and you know, when we come on behalf of ourselves, we come on behalf of all energy. So we are going to keep it in our consciousness. It is in our consciousness. It is in our conscious living that we are in choice every moment of our lives. And as we age, we even move into more conscious choice around how we want that picture to look. Then they took me to the life subjects list. They took me to something on the first sheet, number 15, clear physical imbalances in the body. And then 17, the life subject, I want, I don't want, and test whether that's prevalent in any of the subjects. When I asked what subject we were going to, it was knowing and trusting God, knowing and trusting the I Am, knowing and trusting the universe. And basically what that means is knowing and trusting that we have choice over all thought and all possibilities, because that's what God is. So God allows us to choose what we term the positive, the negative, the good, the bad, the challenging, the success. Whatever it is that we choose to put our focus on, then that's the part of God that we have chosen to create in our lives. And so I want everyone, no matter when you're listening to this show, to come forward and really choose to direct yourself consciously that, you know, as far as all thought and all possibilities, I absolutely know and trust that I have choice over those thought and possibilities. And that remains intact through the creation time of my energy, no matter what that is. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Now, you know, our webinar is Tuesday night around the creation process. They have promised to give me on one sheet, which I will make up and mail out to everyone that signs up after the webinar. So we have it on one sheet. Everybody can post it, and hopefully that's going to keep all of us more on track until we consciously just become aware of that on a second nature basis. How to create, what it's about, everything that has to be in place. And one of the things, again, that they reminded me to bring forward to you today is that if you truly want to create what you want, if you want to shift things in your life, you've got to do it with an open heart. And most of us, and I had an example of this at the sci-fi weekend that I'm at, most of us think our hearts are open. One of my good friends here came up to me and she said, Dee, I'm not doing well at my table. And she's done work with me on some things before. She said, what do I need to do? And the first thing we went to was open your heart. And she looked at me and she said, I thought my heart was, oh, she says, I got some, you know, crazy news about stuff that really challenging stuff that's going on at home. And I went into reaction and I'm all worried about it. And that was what it was. Swear to God, we opened her heart. She went back to the table. She's had a great weekend. So, you know, things like that are easy if you do them. They're easy if you stay aware of them, right? And the easiest way to open your heart automatically is, of course, to go to your love place, to think on or that experience or that puppy dog or that rainbow or whatever it is that instantly opens your heart. That's a no-brainer. So, but there's been a lot of things coming in under some really valuable private sessions that we've done. And then they wanted me to talk about negative energies. And, you know, I'm kind of, I don't really quite know how I feel about these negative energies, except for the fact that they seem to be making an appearance with an awfully lot of people in my lives right now. So right now I want to get the highest definition of what a they just gave it to me. The highest definition of a negative energy is fear. So fear allows negativity from within us or outside of us to overtake us because we're not living with an open heart and we are attracting or focusing on negativity to whenever this, what, I mean, people can call it negative entities, they can call it depression, they can call it addiction, but basically our focus has gone on to the negative somehow, our heart has closed, and we start living in fear. And then we become very, very vulnerable. If you want something to do, to take action around, if that makes you feel better, command that energy back to the light, to be turned into light and redirected through the light into divine love. What does that do? That gives you power over your own direction. And then whatever that energy is, whatever the fear is within you, whatever the challenge, whatever the negativity, you got to love it, guys. Got to send love to it, because love balances and cancels everything out and brings it back into an open-hearted place where you can actually practice your choice and your power of the direction of your own energy. Anything else? Okay, we're going to start with the calls, and we're going to go to Patty. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm back at work, and I'm very excited. I've noticed that when my legs will turn sideways and kind of give out, and that's something new.
Okay, well, you know, Patty, and all of us, we keep looking for stuff. We keep looking for where it's falling out instead of. So I have a question, Patty. Whenever that's happened, have you ever directed your legs?
Directed my leg. It's just sudden.
I know, but I'm asking you, when it happens, you see, what happens is you go into fear instead of going, all right, I know that I have power over my own energy. So whatever is creating this, I'm going to open my heart and I'm going to send it love. And I'm claiming that my legs are strong and straight and carry me forward in love. You see, you go into reaction, guys. You go into reaction, and I'm with you. When I was doing this film in the prison, I found myself going into reaction instead of taking some breaths and going, okay, this is what I'm experiencing right now. What do I want? And directing my energy toward that, and then holding your focus on it, Patty. You've got to hold your focus there. But the place we defer to is, oh my God, what's wrong now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay.
So hold on. They want to give you one more thing, because you said you're so excited, and congratulations about creating this new job. There's still something that they want you, two things. They want you to get into alignment. Give me a movie, please.
Poseidon Adventure.
Okay. Can you take your focus away from being poisoned?
Okay.
What is it about your job? And we're not going to the chemotherapy. We're going to the job. What is it in your job that you're in fear of being poisoned?
Poisoned mentally or physically?
Well, guys, anytime it's energetic, it affects you in every way. And what I'm hearing is that your fear of losing your job is poisoning you.
Okay.
So there's this constant, wow, I've created it now. Gosh, am I going to keep it? Is the shoe going to fall? You know?
Yeah.
And they want you to just celebrate the fact that you're there.
Okay.
Celebrate
Right. There's just a lot of changes with management and everything, and me getting up to speed. Yes, I completely understand that. So.
Okay. Well, you will. Just say, I'm up to speed. Right now, you're saying I have to get up to speed.
Okay.
Which keeps you trying to get up to speed. So then they're taking me to a play, and it's Book of Mormon, and we always go there when it's about rules. So what's going on with rules in your life?
Does it have to do, well, something that came up, I got invited to a wedding and from my tenant. I don't know if this is it. But
yeah,
it's like,
and go ahead.
Okay. Am I crossing, like, when it comes to business, you know, it's like, do I cross that personal line and go, or do I keep it business-like and not go?
Okay. Well, my answer in the channels answer to that is, why can you not successfully live in both worlds? The rent's on time. Just because I come to your wedding doesn't mean I'm going to let you slide. But that's your fear, see? Your fear is, if you get too close and too nice, you're going to get taken advantage of, Patty.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So all
yeah.
of this goes into your business also, into your work. Because one of the ways you're taken advantage of in business is to get fired or to let go or to get laid off, or, you know, you've got
to bring...
Or
when it comes down to money, standing up for myself.
Well, yes, but you see, right there is, am I going to be too nice, or am I going to have to stand up for myself? And it's an either-or thing for you right now. I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to assume that the universe gives me everything I want and I need, and it does that per my direction, and if I need to speak up for myself, I will, but I'm not going to assume that I'm going to have to do that.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Excellent. Yes,
okay,
I do.
That's really, really important. I hope all of you heard that. She brought forward some really important things today. And bottom line, the channel is saying, see the universe on your side all the time. Okay? Whether
Thank
it's the tenant or the job or whatever. Thanks, Patty.
Okay. Mwah.
That was some important information. Mike, what's up, dude?
Yo.
Mike, are you there? Hi.
Yes, I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Excellent. You said something about two or three shows ago about the, I don't know, foundation of creation work, which is being one with the power, being the power and so forth. And I've spent 10 years looking for core belief systems, and I currently believe that that is my core belief system. How do I connect with that power, be that power, flow as that power? I don't know how else to ask it, I guess.
Okay, well, I think I got it, by George. So in asking that question, you are saying that you don't know you are.
Okay.
Because if we truly knew that we were, we wouldn't say, how can I be that? And
right.
I'm going back to something I wrote in one of the e-blasts. I want you all to dare the universe. Dare the universe to bring everything you want forward. Because, like Patty, a lot of us are troubleshooting and looking for the other shoe to drop. You know, somebody said to me, or maybe I read it, or somebody said it to me, you know, if you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, you might as well expect a Prada. So if that's ingrained in you to, oh, God, what's going to happen now? Start expecting the best thing to happen now.
Okay.
And again, that's how, the more you say, I am God, meaning I am all thought and all possibility and all creation. And this is what I want to take the energy and create. I've already have it. I'm experiencing the joy of it. And that's where I'm going to live. That's why Marilyn Janae, you know, is so big on writing out these affirmations. Because writing them, actually writing them, not typing them, over and over and over and over again, keeps your focus on what you want as far as prosperity. And again, remember all the work we've done with the subconscious and the brain. So if you want money, just write money or just write wealth. I've got wealth, health, success, plenty, stability. And it was interesting. It occurred to me that I've been claiming stability for a couple of months in conjunction with this minor shaking that I have. And then my series got picked up, and the first words out of my mouth was, well, I'll have some stability. Now, that's how God, all thought and all possibility, works in mysterious ways. I've been claiming stability. I get to acknowledge it financially now. And in doing that, I can go, okay, I can acknowledge it physically too, in a different physical part of my universe. Have I answered your question, Mike?
Yes, it's very useful, and I am signed up for your Tuesday night, and I look forward to that greatly.
Yeah, me too. I just want to get the answer once and for all and get it down on paper so that we never, ever, ever have to question it again. And so we can all move on. You know, it's really time to, again, stop fixing and just be in the creation process all the time. Thanks for your call, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys, to know it is to practice it all the time. To know it is to practice it all the time. All right, we're going to Sharon in California. Hi.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Fabulous.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question about aging and negative energy. My mother is down the street. She was supposed to move April 16th to Florida to be with my sister, and she nosedived with her energy, and she got sick and everything, so she wouldn't have to go. And now she's staying, and there's a lot of, she's just filled with negative energy, and when I go there, she just kind of like sucks the energy out of me. And I don't know, I just want it to be over. It was supposed to be over already, and I just want,
okay.
I don't want to have to deal with her. So what do I, do you have any
okay,
advice?
So Sharon, can you let it be over in the situation that it's in?
Okay, what do you, can you explain a little bit?
Well, yeah, can you, you remember when we talked about accepting and adapting?
Yeah.
The people who accept and adapt are the people who thrive.
Okay.
In this world. Okay. So can you accept the fact that she just doesn't freaking want to go? Because she doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a very true statement. She got sick. Not that she consciously said, well, I'm going to get sick and screw all this over. But she didn't want to go so much that she got sick. She created the sickness.
Right. Yes, that's exactly
so
what I see.
Your job is now, how do I let all the angst of what I'm going through with her go while she's here?
Yes.
See, this is your gift. This is your lesson. How do you allow her, first of all, you know, nobody can suck your energy if you don't give it, if you don't
right.
react to it.
Right. Okay, so
okay.
How do I not react to it.
Well, how can you set up a support system for yourself that supports you in getting through this in the greatest way you can love yourself? You see, you're too guilty to do that. You can send her down there and not be guilty because your sister's going to be here. But that it's a whole other thing to let her stay here and you not participate so much so that you serve yourself also.
Okay, is that okay? I guess I'm feeling a tremendous amount of guilt, but I don't want to be real involved while she's here. Is that okay, I guess?
Well, it's okay as long as it's okay with you. You see, I can't answer that. You have to go to your heart and go, okay, what feels right and true for me? Do you understand?
What feels right is that I don't need to go down there and be subjected, I mean, to all the negativity that I've dealt with all my life, that I need to stand up to that and take care of me, focus on taking care of me and not feeding into that. But at the same time, I feel extremely guilty because I was raised to, you know, meet everybody else's needs. So, and with her especially, it's like from childhood, you know, I'm always
okay.
there to take care of her. And I don't want to take care of her anymore.
So this is a perfect example, guys, of us fighting us. That's what you're all going through. And whatever challenge you have right now, that's exactly what you're going through, is a part of you is fighting the other part of you. And when you can get all of you integrated around what is good for you, then things will start opening up. So you have to ask yourself, how often is it okay for me to go down from my heart?
Okay.
What and whom can I get in place for her so that I don't feel guilty not going?
Okay. Well, my sister's down there 24/7 right now, and she's getting overwhelmed, and so I feel obligated to give her a break, but...
Yeah, it's this obligation thing, sweetheart. You see, both of you are doing this out of obligation instead of out of love. And it can be love for yourselves or it can be love for her. But you've got to get back to the love. Otherwise, it's just resentment.
Right.
And then I will tell you what happens is she'll die and then you'll still whip yourselves. Because you'll say, oh, I was so guilty, I should have, I would have, I could have.
Right, and I don't want to go there, and I'm not, in my, when I get into feeling, I feel like I don't owe them anything, and I'm like done, and if she left tomorrow, I would be okay. But then there's the other part that's saying, no, you still have to go down there. And
okay, well, that's the game that your ego's playing with yourself.
Okay.
So, again, I want you to stand back objectively on a piece of paper and go, okay, I'm going to go into my heart. This is what feels okay for me. 5 times a week, no frickin' way. 4 times a week, no frickin' way. 3 times, no, I can go once a week and I can go for an hour. Can I do that happily? And make it my choice.
Okay.
It's got to be your choice. You see, right now you feel like you don't have a choice, and you're the only one that has the choice. But you're still blaming her for taking your choice away.
Yes.
It doesn't work that way. Okay?
I got it.
All right. Get your power back.
Okay, thank you.
Know that you're the God of you, and choose what you want, darling. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm telling you, I've walked that, and it doesn't work, guys. To do stuff with guilt takes your whole choice away from you. Hey, Kim. How are you, darling?
I'm fine, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. This call has been very important today. For me, this last week, I have been so out of my power. And I think I know why. It's the A1, the estrogen blockers they have me on, because for the growth. And I'm actually fighting myself to be on these things, because this past week I have not felt like me at all. And I saw my doctor, and I asked him if there was a break-in period. He goes, "Oh yeah, about a month." Oh, great. And I just
Can you accept and adapt to what you need? Now, they want to give you a piece of information that has been a long time coming, they said. You go into your power by feeling that you don't have any power.
What?
In other words, a lack of power makes you feel powerful. And that's the biggest gift that all of this cancer is bringing forward to you, the realization of this.
A
lot of us, when we feel victimized, that gives us kind of the power to get angry and go, "Well, wait a minute, and no, you're not, and I'm going to fight this," and right? And so we kind of get our chutzpah up, and it feels powerful. But it feels powerful because we're fighting instead of creating. And that's not the power that we want to go for, guys. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, life is a continual uphill battle and fight instead of a conscious choice of creation. That seems to kind of be the theme for this show right now. And they'd like for all of us to balance that right now, that our truest power is knowing that we are the power that works with the power that creates what we focus on and choose and claim. So around that, we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I am the power with the power that creates the power of choice in my life. So it is. Okay. That was a big piece for you, Kim. Did you take that all in?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, whoa. I'm feeling kind of not weird, but my stomach is like, rawr! It's reacting to it, so.
Well, because it's kind of scary giving up our old ways of looking at life and dealing with life. And what these blockers are doing is they're kind of taking your rage and saying, no, it can't be present right now. And you don't quite know what to do with that. But just know it's a real gift.
And because I'm honest, because I can cry at the drop of a hat right now.
Well,
I mean,
hormones do that.
Yeah, and
I'm not getting anything else around that. It's just accept it and keep balancing it.
Okay. And I am going to go see a naturopath, too, to see if I can be put on something, pretty close to natural without so many side effects.
I get a big yes on that.
I hear this thing.
As long as, guys, hormones have been up big time for 2 weeks in my private sessions. Hormones and thyroid, and they affect each other to a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, in adrenals, hormones, adrenals, and thyroid have been up everywhere. The signs of adrenal fatigue are you want to cry at the drop of a hat, you get angry, in the snap of a finger. You have sleep interruption. And you can be very tired. Now, that also mirrors a lot of thyroid stuff, and it also mirrors a lot of hormonal stuff. And the three of them work very closely together.
Mm-hmm.
But most physicians, and I'm not a doctor, but most physicians will not address adrenal fatigue at all. And so what happens is most people just get put on depression medication, when if their adrenals could be balanced and strengthened, they might come back to a normal place and not be depressed. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm being called to put that information out so that if any of you spark to that, you can actually go have your adrenals or these other things tested. Because if they're not functioning at maximum, then you don't have as much control over choosing choice. And so let's just direct our adrenals, our thyroid, and what else did I say? Adrenals, thyroid, and what else? Hormones, to be balanced.
Yeah.
To come into balance, to be balanced. My adrenals, hormones, and thyroid is balanced now. Okay, so it is. There's nothing else, Kim. Thank you.
But, Dee, you have played a doctor on TV, though, haven't you, at some point in your life?
I know it is. You still. But all of a sudden I went, I must have played a doctor sometime, but... But, you know, it's not the kind of roles I like to play. All right, goodbye.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, Jill in Florida. Hi, you're up, honey.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Huh?
I believe on the spiritual teachings, and I think some of the calls that helped today, and I feel I've lived from accepting and adapting, yet my creations still reflect the opposite of flow in all areas of my life. I don't understand this. And I have lived from being instead of trying and still no results with improved outcomes. And now I'm hit with another major story, which I really believe 2016 would be different. Is there any guidance from Channel, which would be deeply appreciated? And thank you for all your work.
Thank you, Jill. So basically you're saying you think you have everything in place and you don't have enough money.
No, actually money is probably the least of it, even though I did get a big hit because I've always been responsible in that area, but that's what shocked me in the last couple of years. I've always been extremely responsible, and yet something that I really felt I checked into and was doing for the better, you know, doing it with love for everybody involved, went exactly the opposite, and I lost a very large chunk of money. But I accepted and adapted to that. It's other things in my life that I just
like
don't
what?
Understand.
Like what?
Well, my son, my relationship with my son, I guess, is a big one.
Okay. What else?
So I don't, and I understand that, you know, I can always step away. But I just, in every, I mean, I would think at least I'd be prosperous or abundant in one area of my life, and it's been many years that it doesn't seem to flow in any area.
What is it? That's what I'm trying to get you to say. Seems like it doesn't flow. What is it?
Well, I guess none of my dreams have things that I really want or dreams have really manifested. Money could be better. Even though I'm satisfied in that department, I've been alone for many, many years, which I've always felt I felt worthy. Relationships, health isn't bad, but could be better.
Okay, all right. So, Jill, if you listen to your words, when you replay the call, I want you to listen to your words because you say, I'm satisfied, but I could have more money, but I'm pretty satisfied in there, that area, but I could have more money. And I really, you know, believe I've been loving, but I don't have a relationship. But I think I've done everything, you know, and I think I'm worthy, but I don't have a relationship. So can you hear, when I mirror it back to you, can you hear you fighting yourself?
Yes, I hear you in some ways, because but, I know what but is usually, you know, crossing the ahead of it off.
Yes.
Well,
but is your ego giving you a reason to say it's not happening?
Well, sometimes I created two things that I thought were very positive, and for all it, I would constantly be thankful and grateful for it, and then they didn't turn out to be positive, which kind of shocked me.
Okay. So this, Jill, and you hardly ever hear me say this on the show, this is a private session. This has a lot of layers, but they want to give you two things to start out with today that really applies to everyone also. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Where can my baby be?
Okay, I think it's where can my little dog be? Okay.
No, it's like the Lord took, it's where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Oh. Okay.
She's gone to heaven,
right.
So I got to be good.
Yes, I know that song. It's a 60s or a 50s song. Okay.
Yes.
So basically what that says is I don't know. I'm not in control. They want you to know a deep-seated religious belief around God taking things away from you so that you'll be a better person. Can you speak to that? What religion were you raised?
I was raised Catholic until I was about age 45, so I can relate
okay,
to that.
Mind.
I do believe, yeah.
It's the Catholic stuff, because we're going back to your little girl, honey. That was implanted in you long time ago. And we're going to a core belief now. Here. Okay. The core belief as it's written is when I'm loved, I'm depressed. But they want to rewrite it for you: when I love myself, I'm depressed. So if you were to come forward in your life to create the things that you want for yourself, and you had this core belief in place, every time you created something for yourself, you would have to take it away from yourself. Every time you got close to getting what you wanted, you'd have to thwart it in some way. Because being loved meant, and if you get to create what you want, guys, then you start to love yourself. But for you, loving yourself has been a negative thing.
Okay, yeah, I kind of understand. Oh, go on.
Now they're taking me to your mother. Can you identify where your mother might have taught you that loving yourself was a negative thing?
No, not really. I always kind of feel like I love myself because I feel I deserve it. For quite a few years anyway, but I know it would go back to God, to the core belief of God probably.
Yes, and you are God, you see.
Right.
So if there's any negative connections with God, then there are negative connections with you, and that's what's going on. Again, there's a lot more information from you, but it's really it's going to take a lot more time than this show for me to unravel or the channel to unravel everything, Jill. There has been someone who has donated a couple of private sessions for people who cannot afford them. We only have two. So if you email me today, I will see if Joni can get you in, because this is there's a lot here for you to unravel, and it's on behalf of a lot of the rest of the community, too. There's a second thing. Hold on, Chief. Book. Give me a movie, Jill.
I don't know. Gone with the Wind?
Okay. So tomorrow is another day. That's the, you know, her famous line from that. I love me. I love me right now. I create everything I want right now. It's already done in this moment right now. That's your mantra. I love me. I love me right now. Everything I want, I'm creating right now. I already have received it right now. Because there's a real belief that, well, if you're worthy, God will deliver it to you someday. And the fact is that you're worthy today, honey. You're worthy to receive it today.
Okay. Do I get your email address? Is that on your website?
It's on the website, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Let's just take a moment to balance all that, guys, because, you know, we bring it in for everybody. So invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I am the creation now. And I allow and accept that I am the creation now of all that's possible in creation. I get to choose now. And so it is. Okay, going to Miss Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. This has been a really great show again.
Thank you.
I called in, and I was just going to be in listen-only mode, and apparently I got put in the queue. So apparently there's something the channel wants me to know, because I was just going to listen today, and I got put in the queue, which is great. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't really have a question.
And the channel doesn't really need you to. That's a true statement.
Good.
Yeah, there is, you know that you wanted to be in the queue or you wouldn't have created it.
Okay.
So
I love it.
In your life, Jennifer, where do you want to be in the queue?
I want to be more ahead in the game, I guess is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a little further advanced.
Okay. Then you've got to say, I'm in the queue.
Okay.
Not I want to be in the queue. Guys, if I could ever get you to really experience what I mean with this, you have to order the dinner and know it's coming. I'm ahead of the game. That's my order. I am way far ahead of the game. It's already done. Now it's going to be delivered to me.
It's
but that's
so
not, you see, where you've been holding yourself is, I want to be ahead of the game, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you want to be in the queue. You don't want to be on the sidelines listening. You want to be actively saying, this is what I have. And being excited about it. Just like I kept, you know, saying the words stability. Well, and, you know, I certainly got stability with 26 episodes, right?
Right.
Not exactly the stability that I had in mind, but it is the universe saying, okay, Dee, we're listening. You created stability. If you can do it there, you can do it with the shaking if you believe you can do it. Now, that means don't push. Don't try. Just know.
Just know.
And when you see that word stability written on your mirror, you just know. Physically, stability. You're beyond
so
the
great.
Game. You're fast tracking the game, Jennifer. And that's what you hold your focus on, okay?
Fast track the game. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's great.
You bet.
Yep. Love it.
Boy, we're getting some really definitive clarity here. I'm going to Chris in Chattanooga. Hi.
Hey, Dee. How's it going?
Good, sweetheart. We got just a few minutes, and I want to get to what you need.
Well, actually, first of all, I just wanted to share some really great things that have been coming in for me. You know, I bought the Marilyn Janae book, and I've been reading it, and had some pretty amazing things happen. Like, somehow I got into this, like, it was like $1,000 weekend business retreat thing. Like, the opportunity, like, came to Vicky, and Vicky was like, well, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so, basically, I got into this thing for free.
Great!
Which was pretty awesome, and I met some great people, and it's going to help me be more organized in my business. I've had a couple other things. You know, like, remember last week on the call you were talking about that Change Your Brain, Change Your Life book?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I found a copy of that for 10 cents. And, yeah, I've already been reading it, and it's pretty amazing. Just had other, like, things pop in that were just, like, unexpected forms of prosperity. What?
That's great, Chris. That's great. That's great creating. That's perfect examples of creating.
The question I have, I've had another opportunity come in that's really amazing. Been wanting to create a space, like a commercial space for my business for a while, and this opportunity has come up. The space has come up that's basically all set up and ready to go exactly how I need it, with basically the rent that I put out there that I would want to pay, and it's absolutely perfect. And so I'm just really putting out to the universe that I can get this space.
Okay, did you hear your words and what I just said to Jennifer before you? You already have the space, Chris. You've already got the space. That's what you've got to feel into. See yourself moving your stuff in there. See yourself going, well, where do I want to put the desk? Where do I want to... I've got this. I'm telling the universe I've got it.
Right.
You know, now it's
okay.
Delivered to you. It's
okay.
It's a mind screw with us because we're not trained to ever think that way. And yet, you know, when we go to dinner, we don't wonder if our dinner is going to come. We know it's going to be delivered to us.
Right.
So know that about everything in your lives, guys, because you have that partnership with the universe. And how you perceive things, whether it's in this moment or in the future, greatly affects the future and this moment.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, and I just want to put out there, you know, for anybody that hasn't, you know, bought the Feel Free to Prosper book, you just got to do it. It's just getting the book and just having that intention of, like, I'm purchasing it and I'm going to start reading it, like, something shifted in it. You'll see changes happening.
Yep, thank you. I second that testimonial. I make nothing on the sale of Marilyn's book. And everybody should go get it.
And the Change Your Brain book, like, I haven't read too much of it yet. But I could just see in there, like, it goes into the science and the chemistry of the brain and how it affects your life.
But he does it in such a simple, entertaining way that you'll all be able to understand it.
Yeah.
And it's you know what he's doing? For those of us who have been in this community for a long time, what he's doing is allowing us to really see scientifically why what we do on a spiritual plane works. He brings it all together. It's really, I highly recommend you expanding your mind with it. Chris, thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you for having me. We love you, and I'm so thankful for this community.
Thank you. Me too. That's for sure. And, oh, my gosh, could go on forever, but we are out of time again. Please join me Tuesday night so that we all can bring in the absolute complete creation formula here. What to do in our day, how to do it, how to create the lives we want with total clarity, conviction, and intention. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Because you know, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.